And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 17th of March, 2016, St. Patrick's Day, religious celebration in Ireland for more than 1,000 years. St. Patrick died on this date in around 460 A.D. He was English, came from a not particularly religious family, was kidnapped by Irish pirates when he was about 16. They took him to Ireland, sold him into slavery to a Druid high priest who put him to work as a shepherd. So he spent a lot of the next 6 years outdoors and alone, praying, escaped back to England, had a dream that told him to return to Ireland and convert the pagans to Christianity. He already could speak Irish. He knew about the culture, so he adapted Irish traditions into Christian observances and was careful to deal fairly with people, Christian, non-Christian alike. By the time he died, he'd established schools, monasteries, churches, all over Ireland, and he wrote two books, his spiritual autobiography, the Confessio, the other, his letter to Curoticus, which condemned the British mistreatment of Irish Christians. And he's credited with the design of the Celtic cross, the ring around the cross, said to be Patrick's attempt to incorporate the Irish sun god into the Christian symbol. First St. Patrick's Day parade took place in 1737 in Boston, in part to call attention to the mistreatment of Irish immigrant workers. New York City threw its first St. Patrick's Day parade a few years later, and it now is the largest in the world. It's the birthday of the novelist Penelope Lively, born in Cairo, Egypt, 1933, author of the novels The Road to Lichfield, Treasures of Time, and According to Mark, among many others. Penelope Lively, who wrote, "We open our mouths and outflow words whose ancestries we do not even know. We are walking lexicons in a single sentence of idle chatter. We preserve Latin, Anglo-Saxon, Norse. We carry a museum inside our heads. Each day we commemorate peoples of whom we have never heard." And it was on this day, 1941, the National Gallery of Art opened on the Mall in Washington, thanks to the generosity of the financier Andrew W. Mellon, who donated the funds for the main building and who donated so much of the art that is in it. Botticelli, Raphael, Rembrandt, Turner, and Van Dyck. Here's a poem for today by Kim Dower entitled "There Will Be Things You Do." You won't know why, maybe waiting to tie your shoelaces until everything else is in place. Could be you'll slide your egg yolks aside, eat every bit of bacon, toast, whites, while the forsaken yellow orbs stare at you from the side pocket of your empty plate. People will ask, why do you save your yolks for last? And you won't know, won't recall the cousin from the south came to visit one summer, ate his egg so odd. Your family said, stuck with you like the way you love to be kissed on the back of your neck. Can vaguely recollect your mother's kisses after your bath, too gentle for memory. There will be things you do you won't know why, like the way you look up at the sky when anxious or blue. It's what your father used to do. Every family trip when nothing else was right except those clouds moving north by northwest through the night, he showed you what pilots knew. Factors for safe flying are visibility and how low and mean the clouds are. A poem by Kim Dower, "There Will Be Things You Do," from Last Train to the Missing Planet, published by Red Hen Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity.com, brain training developed by scientists to challenge memory and problem-solving through online games. Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.